Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen. It's time for the Coach's Chalk Talk.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Our guest is Dorsett Buckles, the head football coach. You know, I think of Dorsett Buckles, I want to say A-Meet, but he played at A-Meet, all right, and he played at LSU. But now he's Coach Dorsett Buckles at Hammond High School, the head coach at Hammond High School. Dorsett, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You know,
glad to be on.
Coach, it's very easy for me to say A-Meet because I know you from when you played, you were in our magazine back in the day. And
man, right.
You were a linebacker, you were running back, you did a lot for A-Meet. And the Buckles name, people get confused, but Carlton Buckles also played at LSU. And I think they get you confused with Carlton, and Carlton is family.
All the time, and that's my older brother.
And then people don't realize.
Oh, yeah,
that.
Carlton. Yeah, right. I get confused us all the time. So, you know, I mean, just say that Buckles legacy. I definitely don't mind.
And Carlton is at Tulsa right now, right, Coach?
Carlton is at Tulsa, correct.
Coaching on the coaching staff there, and he was been in the coaching ranks a long time, college coaching, and now you're a coach. Man, I'm getting old, Coach. I remember when you were playing linebacker at LSU. I mean, it seems like yesterday. I mean, time has flown. What do you remember most about your LSU days? I mean, you look at them now. Man, they're winning championships. They won a national championship in 19, and, you know, Les Miles, they won a national championship. But when you were playing at LSU, y'all were fighting for wins. It was a tough time to try and win, but still, you probably enjoyed your time at LSU, and still, it's nothing like keeping up with your ex-teammates, right, at LSU and the brotherhood at LSU.
Right. You're right about that. It's nothing like LSU. I mean, I remember so much, you know, just the friends that we still have from, you know, then Nick Saban first signee, you know, and just what he instilled in us, you know. I mean, the hard work and, you know, the discipline and, you know, just doing the little things right. And, you know, I mean, changing the mindset of the players, you know. Me and Marcus Brown always laugh and say, hey, Nick Saban really had the blueprint. He had that for us, and, you know, we just have to go off of it, you know. And we always laugh at that, you know. Nick Saban is definitely a great coach, man, and can't say enough about him. Can't say enough about him, and he's still winning games like we did at LSU. You know, we won a national championship in 2003, and it's, you know, it's him changing the culture, changing the mindset. You know, and that's what some kids not used to, especially if they haven't won.
Yeah.
You know, if they haven't won, you know, then it's kind of hard for them to have a championship mindset. You know.
You know what's crazy, Dorsett. You were the first signee for Nick Saban, like you said. That's another thing people don't remember, because when he came in late, he actually called me. I told this story before on the podcast, but I was doing recruiting for Mike Archer, Curly Hallman, Jerry DiNardo, and then when he came in, they just had my name. You know how it is, college. They have your name. They call you back, say, hey, man, come in here.
Right.
And it was like a month before signing day, remember? And when he came in, and he called you probably – what, 2 or 3 weeks maybe before signing day? He was calling me to come in and help him, but it wasn't like a 4-month window. Remember that?
right. And you're right about that. I mean, he was trying to rush, and you know, he definitely got a good class, and then the next year's class was even better. You know, I mean, Coach Saban knows how to recruit. You know, I mean, he definitely had the eye for talent, and you know, I mean, when he gets you there, he's gonna make sure that when you leave, you know that, you know, you're a productive citizen. You know, he definitely care about you, and that's some things that I took away from him. You know, just making sure that kids are becoming, you know, great men and great productive citizens.
Coach, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about your days at Amead High School. Currently, later in the show, talk about Hammond High School. Talk about your 221 guys. Try to help a couple of you guys that are still trying to sign. You got a really good 222 group coming up at Hammond. Talk about also when we come back, I want to ask you this. You probably didn't think I remember this, but you're coaching this year, and I know you probably feel like you're getting old now like me, but you have a player on your team with the last name of Jones. I'm going to ask you when I come back. You signed with us in the same class at LSU.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about Marvin Jones, who's, I think, one of the greatest linebackers ever come out of Hammond. You're now coaching his Irvin Jones, which I want to ask you what you think of that. We'll be right back with more of Seth Buckles, the head football coach at Hammond High School. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest is Dorsett Buckles, former LSU football player, current head coach at Hammond High School. Dorsett, what does it feel like coaching someone that you signed with his dad, Marvin Jones, who was I think he was the most intimidating linebacker for a guy under 5'10 I've ever seen in my life. He was like 230, I believe, back in the day. He benched about 400 pounds, ran a 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going to Hammond practice one day and Coach Corman Moore, he said, Lee, this guy's not 5'10", man. I said, I know. He said, but this guy's special. I said, he's a thumper, and he played running back at Hammond, and now you're coaching his son. What's that make you feel? And he was in your signing class.
Well, actually,
or was the signing class?
Marvin Jones' nephew.
Nephew.
That's his nephew. Yes, sir. Okay, so that's his nephew. But Marvin Jones was a great player, man. You know, I used to always look at him. You know, they actually always used to compare us, like, hey, who's the best guy in the state, you know? And, you know, that was exciting. I mean, that motivated me to get better, and I know that definitely motivated him to get better as well, you know? And, man, we got an opportunity to play in the state all-star game, you know? So, you know, that was really good right there, you know? Of course, I got an MVP, you know? and we always laugh about that. So, hey, you know who got MVP, huh? So, you know, me and him, good friends, you know. And, yeah, we're definitely good friends. And, you know, it's just all about being a competitor, you know. And we're definitely that, you know. I can't say enough about Marvin Jones. When he hits you, man, he used to try to run through you, man. And, you know, I used to love watching him all the time.
Yeah, he was built like one of them MMA wrestlers, like just 240 pounds of granite rock. He was just incredible.
You're right about that.
Dorsett, speaking of linebackers, speaking of guys not tall, and you know these recruiters, you saw it back in the day. Man, you're not 6'1", you're not 6'2", you're not 6'3". Now they want 6'4 linebackers. You were 5'11", Marvin was 5'9", he said 5'10".
Uh-huh.
But you were a 5'11 guy that could run, and you were about 225 at LSU, 230. But what do you think of the perception of these college coaches, some of them, when they say, oh, you're not tall enough, and they can't see through being different, you know, with a guy that's 5'11", 6 foot, which really, you know this, a lot of your Mike linebackers are that height in D1.
Right. And, you know, I really think it's sad, you know, that you don't take a guy because he's not as tall as the next guy, especially if he can play. You know, I remember one day in an Arkansas coach flew down to see me. You know, he stood on side of me and said, hey, coach, he gets a little too short. You know, I said, hey, thank you so much, coach. You know, I appreciate your time. You know, but that motivated me right there. And that's why I try to tell the players, hey, look, this is what they look for right now. But if you play much better than this taller guy, then you will be seen. Now, you will have a chance. So you had to grind that much harder.
Have body language to where you've given full effort and you go, like you said, full throttle every play like you did and Marvin did in high school.
Every play, that's it.
You know, because when you turn that tape on, as you know, Coach, if you have some games where you're just kind of walking through effort-wise, you know, they're going to go, well, this guy, he's not that one or two line. I mean, the two linebackers we're going to take, he's not going to be one of them.
Yeah. Right.
Coach, speaking of of players coming out of Hammond High School, before we get to A-Meet later in the show and your current guys, at one time, and I think it's getting back because I've been watching Hammond the last 7 years. They've been putting out some really good defensive backs, and we're going to talk about some of your guys later. But at one time, Hammond High, okay, when you were playing at A-Meet, they were known as DBU with Donald Dykes that went to Notre Dame. Fred Booker. Yep. Fred the Man Booker went to LSU.
Right.
And they had some other
That's
ones.
It.
And they had a third DB in that same group go D1. They had three DBs go Power 5 1 year from Hammond. But the tradition of Hammond, Coach, and I want to sell this for your program because people only forget, it seems, the last 5 years of anything, you know, or 10 years. But
right.
Hammond's got rich tradition, and you're the head coach. When you go to the wall at Hammond, y'all got some guys that have played some major schools over the years, tons of players.
Right. Right about that. So during that time, actually, my brother was the DB's coach, Carlton Buckles, you know. And you're right about that. He had Fred Booker, Brock. He had Ali. I think it's Ali Ruffin.
Yeah, he was.
So he had a few guys, man, that, you know, went D1, man. And when I tell you, that was an amazing group. And it is, you know, it's tradition over there in Hammond. And the players are still there. You know, one thing I have to do right now, and what I've definitely been doing, is going in the hallways. Hey, kid. Hey, why are you not playing? Yeah. Hey, you should come out here. You know, so you got to get them. You know, I mean, nowadays, you know, kids gotta feel wanted. So, you know, I don't mind, hey, telling them, hey, I want you to come out.
That was one of the greatest defensive backfields I've ever seen in high school football. Brock Williams, Notre Dame. Donald Dykes, Notre Dame. Ruffin signed D1.
Notre Dame.
And then Fred Booker, LSU. That was, man, those guys are the four amigos, man. Those guys were good. Coach, we're going to take another break. When we come back, I want to talk about A-Meet High School, and then we're going to get to your team, your 221 guys that we can help still, and then your 222 kids. You got a talented foundation coming up with Hammond to build from, a foundation to have a chance to do some special things. We'll have more with head coach Dorsett Buckles, Hammond High School, when we come back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Dorsett Buckles, head coach of Hammond High School, former LSU Tiger, former linebacker. I call him athlete because, I mean, you could have played running back at LSU if you wanted to, if they needed you. You could have been a fullback. You could have done a lot of things at LSU. But, you know, when you get to college, as you know, they put you at one position mainly, unless you're Charles Woodson of Michigan playing receiver, DB.
Right.
Coach, A-Meet High School, rich tradition. That's where you played. That's where your brother, Carlton, played. Michael Carr was a legend. You remember Michael Carr, the quarterback.
Right.
Went to Clemson. I still say he was the Michael Vick, first Michael Vick.
He
was the first dual threat guy, I think, in Louisiana. Him and Leonard Valentine at John Arrett. but when you look at A-Meet, I got to ask you this. Devontae Smith wins the Heisman Trophy. He's at Alabama.
Amazing.
Now, you're a Tiger. He's a Bama guy. And a lot of LSU fans listen to this. We're just happy for the kid, right? But, you know, he's at Alabama.
Right.
But, man, he's an alum of your high school. He's the first Heisman Trophy winner from the whole parish. The whole, you know, he's only the third one from Louisiana.
From the state, that's it.
So, what do you think of Devontae Smith?
Can't say enough about him. You know, he was always a hard worker. I mean, always was humble, a humble guy, you know. And I used to talk to him all the time. And, you know, definitely I was trying to get him to LSU, you know. Well, let me say that I was telling him about the great things about LSU, you know. But I always let guys make their own decision, you know, because they're going to have to go and live with it for, you know, for those four years, you know. And I want them to go there and do some great things wherever they choose to go. You know, but I mean, LSU was always my heart. But you know, I knew he was going to Alabama, and you know, I mean, when he went there, man, everybody knew he was going to do some great things. Like I say, he's always been humble. You know, he's always been a hard worker. And, you know, he's definitely a competitor. Yeah. You know, and every time somebody say that he can't, he always go out there and get the job done. You know, I mean, they talk about his size. You know, I mean, he plays big. He plays really big. So, you know, can't say enough about him, man. He really represented for A-Meet, you know, the hometown of A-Meet. And, you know, I mean, that's going to be remembered for the rest of his life and our lives as well.
I want to mention this. I went to the McDonough 35 game at A-Meet, Dorsett, his junior year, and I wanted to go watch him in Shropshire. And he was probably 160 then, but he was, like you said, he played 200 pounds. And I don't think he's gained 10 pounds since high school. But he plays.
Yeah, right.
And he plays like he's 220 when the ball's in the air. Yep. But here's the debate, and this is good for LSU fans listening. Jamar Chase sits out. We got a draft coming up. And, you know, they're comparing Devontae Smith, who's going to go above who, right? Not, they're both going to go in the first round.
Right.
But they're both different receivers. They're different types of guys. I mean, Chase is 210.
Different type.
And, you know, Devontae is a long, thin, strong, thin guy. But they're both phenomenal players in their own way. But everybody's having fun saying who's the best receiver. I think they're both good in their own way, don't you? I mean, Jamar Chase, if he plays this year, he probably catches 100 passes.
Right, right. I mean, yeah, in their own way, they're different, you know. And, I mean, some people talk about the size like we were talking about earlier, you know, which that shouldn't be the case. Like I say, Devontae definitely played really big. You know, he played like he's the biggest receiver. You know, I mean, he can block, he can, you know, run, catch, I mean, do whatever. And also Jamar as well. You know, Chase, I mean, he's definitely a great receiver. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see who they pick first, you know. Yeah. I mean, you can't lose with either one, so,
I want to mention this before we move on to your team, but A-Meet High School, what do you think of Sopcher, who's going to USC now from Alabama? I tell people, when he's in shape, he's a pro D tackle. When he's 295, not 350, 340.
Right.
The guy's got the feet, and he's got it. I thought he gained a little bit of weight at Bama his senior year. And I'm actually the one out there that still thinks he's going to be an NFL guy if he gets into top shape. But, you know, people are tough on kids today. If you're not a star in a year or two, they say, oh, you didn't live up to the billing. But I don't think that's fair with this kid. What do you think of Sopcher?
Yeah, you're always going to get that, you know. People be unfair. But I can say I watched this kid several times. And, you know, when he really plays, he can play. You know, and he's a fast guy. And like you said, once he get in shape, some type of shape, drop that weight a little bit, I think he's going to do an amazing job at USC. So, I mean, just look out for him. I mean, you're going to hear his name, and I think you're going to hear his name on Sundays as well.
Devontae Lee, what do you think of Devontae? They tried him at linebacker, coach. I know he played linebacker at A-Meet, played receiver. He was one of them flex guys, always a bigger, big guy, you know, 220, always a big guy, could run. But now that they lost Eric Gilbert, this is his time and moment, huh, to step up this coming year, tight end.
That's it. You know, when he moved to linebacker, his mom gave me a call, you know, and I talked to her about it. I said, hey, he's going to be all right, you know. I mean, they're going to make sure that he's in the spot where he needs to be, you know. And she was like, okay, you know, thank you, Dorsett, you know. But I really think this is his chance to shine, you know, because he's big, he's strong, you know, he's tall enough. I mean, you know, he can definitely run great routes. So this is his time to shine, and I think you're really going to see him on the field do some great things this year, you know.
He reminds me.
I definitely believe that.
Coach, he reminds me of Thaddeus Moss in size, same size, 6'2", 225.
Right.
Flex.
Right, right.
And, you know, linebackers can't guard him in the, you know, over the middle. Could block, strong kid. And then one more kid I want to ask you about, Darren Branch, I thought, who's at Georgia, a corner from your old school A-Meet. He's got a chance to be a pro guy.
Wow.
Darren Branch. What do you think of Darren?
Well, Darren, I didn't see him as much, but, you know, I did see him play one time, and he's a good-looking kid, man. When I saw him, I said, wow, A-Meet just continued to produce great athletes, you know, and you know, that's just amazing, man. I mean, you go to AME, you know, hey, look, we're going to compete. And he's definitely a competitor as well. You know, and I mean, I think it's going to continue to be that way. You know, and AME comes, you know, that's a brand, you know. I mean, that's what, when you play at AME High School, look, you're looking to be the best, you know, at all times. And that kid right there, he's definitely, you know, trying to be the best. And, you know, I talked to the defense coordinator, Chris Gordon, the other day. He told me, the kid said, you know, that, you know, hey, thank you for being so tough on me, because, you know, when I got here, they, you know, they're very tough on me. So, yeah. I mean, he's just learning from everything. And, you know, I think it's going to be his years, or years to shine, you know?
Yeah, what's crazy, Coach, I talked to the coach at AME the other day. They've got 18 kids coming up that can sign a scholarship in the 222 class. 18 kids.
Yeah, what?
It's like St. Augustine, right, always, right, man. But, Coach, we'll take a break. When we come back, I want to get into your team in Hammond, your 221 guys. We'll talk about your 222 guys, and we're going to talk Hammond football. Hammond's had some great football players. Brad Davis played there, went to LSU, was an all-SEC running back. Fred Booker, LSU. Donald Dykes, Notre Dame. Brock Williams, Notre Dame, like Coach and me talked about. We'll be right back with more of the Louisiana Sports Scouting Report. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. We've got our great guest, Dorsett Buckles, the head coach of Hammond High School. Coach, we talk about it every week. You know, COVID came in. The NCAA allowed kids to come back, get an extra year of college. Scholarships are tough to come by in 221 class. It's affected your class of kids. Aiden Vineyard is signed with a small school in Minnesota. You told me that Caden Slocum's going to Millsaps. He was a quarterback and then a tight end. But you got several guys that didn't sign yet because they were affected. Guys like Gage Ridgel, big tight end, 6'4", 220, that's still available. You got some other guys that can still play. Talk about some of these guys, Coach, that still could play for somebody. I've seen your guys play, and they, you know, you still got some guys available.
Yeah, Gage is definitely a kid that can play. Like you say, he's 6'4", and he's definitely a hard worker, man. And he's a two-sport guy. He plays basketball as well. You know, and if you're out there looking for a tight end, or, you know, or a DN, he can do both. You know, that's what he played for us this year, and I mean, he's definitely available. And you're absolutely right. You know, when you have a chance to stay, you know, they limit the scholarships, so you know, they kind of hurts some of the players that actually can play. So Gage is definitely one.
Coach, your 222 class, you got a lot of guys that have potential. I use that because I know that you'd like me to use that potential. I mean, I don't want to give them all stardom status yet, because once they feel like they're great, you know, they're not going to play 100% for you. But
hey, that's it.
You got a great group of guys with a lot of potential to do some great things if these guys stick together, listen to you, have a great summer, spring. Hammond could have a special year if these guys buy in everything you're trying to do with the school. But you've got some great seniors coming up. Colin McGinnis, who's a really good running back, 5'10", 200, can run. You got Brylon Peterson, a huge O-lineman, 6'6", 400.
Coach. Right.
And he moves good for 400 pounds.
For 400 pounds, right.
You got Carl Thomas, who plays like he's 6'5", 6'2", 285, an offensive tackle for you. Probably a guard center, right, in college. You got a running back, Jaquavion Pinstraw, which – man, he's a built kid, 5'11", 225, with some speed. Irvin Jones, we talked about. Marvin Jones is a nephew, 6 foot tall, built like his uncle there, 6 foot 218. He's got some talent. Your new guys, you got a couple of new guys. Your quarterback, talk about that 6'7" new quarterback you got. Here's a guy I didn't even see play last year, and I saw your team play last year, Devin Daniels. Or you got taller, got a little taller.
Yeah, he's actually 6'7", and, you know, 6'7", 175 pounds. You know, we gotta, you know, put some weight on him this year. you know, that's our focus going into the spring and the summer, you know, and that's someone who you don't have to worry about in class, you know. I mean, you don't have to say much because he's going to make sure that he does the right thing. He's a 3.5 guy, you know, always going to do what's right, you know. I mean, very humble guy, and he's, you know, I'm excited for him this year. He got a chance to get in the game, a few games this year, you know, when Caden went down, and sometimes, you know, we just, you know, rotated the quarterbacks. So I think he's going to do an amazing job this year, you know. I mean, he's definitely a leader. You know, he lead by example. I mean, more by example than vocal, but he's definitely a guy that, you know, you should watch.
Coach, here's a couple of playmakers. I like these guys, man. I think they've got a little bit of it to them. Tyrick Taylor, receiver, and Tyrick Stewart, who could play receiver for you too, but he's a strong safety. But these two guys are playmakers, both track guys. But they look like football guys at run track. These guys got a little football talent. Talk about Tyrick Taylor and Tyrick Stewart.
Well, you're right. Both of them run track. And, you know, it's all about get a bigger, scoring faster. And, you know, hey, we make sure that you go lift weights. So you're going to still get bigger. You know, but Tyrick Taylor, you know, he's one of our receivers. He's going to be a senior. He's someone who I think definitely going to get a chance. Also, he's going to play a little defensive back this year. He runs the best routes on the team, and, you know, he's definitely a leader. He's definitely one of those leaders. And we have only 5 returning starters on offense, and he's one receiver that's returning, and our top receiver. And also we have, like you said earlier, Irvin Jones, that I didn't mention. Irvin Jones is a linebacker who, you know, he's definitely the leader of the defense, you know. And when I tell you he can really go. You know, I told him, I said, man, I see me in you, man. You know, I said, you really can go. You know, he was excited about that. And he actually wanted to go, you know, look me up and, you know, pull some film up on me. And, you know, he was like, yeah, coach, man. You know, so that, you know, that made him really happy, you know. And I can't say enough about him. You know, he sits foot 220 pounds, you know, and he's going to do some great things. Like I said, he's definitely the leader on that defense. And to go to Stewart, Tyrick Stewart, we have 3 returning starters on defense, and he's one of them. And he definitely came along towards the end of the season. You know, I mean, I can't say enough about him. You know, he got better. I stayed on him, and he kept, he was asking me, like, coach, like, you stay on me hard, you know. And, and I tell the guys, like, I stay on you hard because I see the potential.
You care about,
you know, and I care about you. You know, I see the potential, and I'm going to push you to the limit and, you know, make sure that you're the best, you know, I mean, best student athlete, you know. So, I mean, he's definitely a guy that you can look out for as well, because he's going to come up and make some plays this year.
Coach, there's another guy that you got. I see a little Tyrann Mathieu in him. Michael Johnson, your free safety, 5'9", 170, plays like he's, like you said, 6'3", fast, speed, knows the game, 5 interceptions last year. What do you think of Michael Johnson? I mean, he's again, not a measurable guy, but a football player.
Now, this is a guy right here that when I tell you he come down from free safety and he will put a lick on you, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter big or tall, he's going to hit you, you know, and he definitely have a nose to the ball. So that's a guy to look out for. Like I say, he had 5 interceptions. I feel like he's definitely going to have a lot more this year, a lot more success this year, you know, because, you know, we didn't want to do too much, and I kind of wanted to oversee and, you know, not change too much, you know, just give my input here and there. But he's definitely one to watch now that he's, you know, familiar with the system now. And, you know, I think he's one to watch, you know.
Coach,
underrated guy.
Yeah, some underrated linemen that coming back. I hope I don't butcher his name. Mom, if you hear this, I'm sorry, I'm trying. But Joe Barra, Chanu, nose guard.
Oh, Chanu.
Nose guard, 6'1", 290. Strong.
Yes, 290. When I tell you solid, he's definitely solid, man. And he squats 450. Yeah. And when I tell you, you know, he could have put more on there. You know, I just stopped him there.
Not to get hurt,
you know. And, not to get hurt. So, You know, I mean, I'm definitely proud of him. He comes to work every day to, you know, to get better. You know, and he wants to, he really wants to learn, and that's what it is. You know, we just went back to the fundamentals. You know, and that's another one that towards the end of the season, you know, I mean, he really progressed. So, you know, definitely watch out for him as well this year. He's going to do some great things.
Here's a couple of linemen undersized that are good players. I got them confused, Coach, and a lot of people. Jalen Pons and Lonnie Bonds. It kind of rhymes, but.
Jalen Pons and Lonnie Bonds.
Yeah, these guys are, you know, 5'10"-ish, 230, and can run. Tough guys for you.
Right, right. Lonnie Bonds, definitely. You know, he's another guy. He I think it was he deadlift 435 the other day, and you know, like I said, he definitely gets at it, and he's undersized, but he's gonna definitely you're gonna definitely feel his presence. So he's a guy to look out for as well. You know, I'm excited about these guys. You know, Jalen Pons is one that he didn't start last year. He did get some reps, you know, and you know, this is going to be his year to, you know, do some great things as well, you know. But one kid who was a leader on offense, who's also going to play a little defense as well this year, Carl Thomas.
Yeah.
He's a guy, you know, that also Carl Thomas, I stopped him at 450 as well. At squats.
He's a guy, you know, good feet, Coach. I saw him. Good feet, man.
Oh, yeah. Right. Good feet. You know, and that's why I told him, I said, hey, look, this year you're going to play a little defense as well. He was like, yes, sir. He said, I want to. I said, hey, don't worry about it. You're gonna definitely do that. You know, and when I tell you, he's that vocal leader.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, he's definitely that vocal leader, and he wants to be successful. You know, he wants the team to be successful.
Yeah.
You know, and I can always depend on that guy, you know, just make sure that he's always at practice and, you know, come to practice and ready to go and making sure that, you know, he holds the kids accountable as well.
Coach, another guy I want to mention, I didn't even see him. I saw your team play last year, but he's brand new, first year of football. The sky's the limit, as they say. Unsell Johnson, DN, 6'3", 230, good student, raw, got a lot of tools, just got to learn the game. What do you think of Unsell? I mean, got the frame to be a good player.
Unzel Johnson, man, when I tell you, the players tell me every day, hey, Coach, Unzel is working hard. I say, I know. That's what it's all about. You know, matter of fact, someone told me on yesterday, hey, Coach, this is the hardest I've seen Unzel work, Coach. I said, yeah, he wants to get better. And, you know, everybody got to have that mindset of getting better. You know, I mean, the thing about it, you got to get tired of losing at some point,
right.
You know. I mean, work hard, you know, and be the best that you can be, you know. I mean, the thing about it, Nick Saban used to always say, hey, look, you either get better or you get worse, you never stay the same.
Right.
You know, and I tell my kids that all the time, you know. And Unzel Johnson, when I say you can't say enough about him, when I tell you he's in that weight room and he's, you know, got good feet and everything, you know, he played on the O-line last year. He played tackle, you know, but I definitely think that he's finding himself this year. And he's going to do some amazing things. So look out for Unzel Johnson as well.
I tell you what, Coach. I mean, the coaching tree is growing at Hammond. You got Cecil Thomas that played at Utah, former O-lineman at Hammond. Now he's a coach at Scotlandville, O-line coach.
Right.
Big Cecil was a head coach at Hammond. And then a lot of guys in the coaching profession. Now you're at Hammond from A-Meet. You coached
right.
at Capital. Did a good job at Capital, Coach. Did a lot
right.
of good things starting out. Who do you – Before we go, who do you credit as your mentor in coaching when you got in this coaching? Who was the guy that said, you know, I'm going to teach you some stuff. I'm going to help you with this coaching?
Well, first I got to say my brother Carlton Buckles. You know, he's always been, you know, a role model to me, you know. I mean, big brother. I mean, someone who, you know, made sure that I knew what I was doing and, you know, how this game worked and, you know, I mean, how to prepare for the game, you know. So I mean, I can't say enough about my brother Carlton Buckles. Secondly, Joe English as well, you know. I mean, he's my linebackers coach at A-Meet High School, you know, and also Donald Career, you know, the head coach.
Oh yeah,
I think,
legend,
who's the head coach. Yes, right, you know. I mean, so I mean, I can't say enough about those guys, man, and I definitely appreciate them, you know, along the way. And when I got to college, actually, Will Muschamp, you know, I mean, he's a guy that always talked to me, you know, and, you know, that's someone who I definitely respect as well. Real much out there. So I thank God for all those guys, you know,
Coach,
for helping me along the way.
I got to ask you this, and I know you probably saw it.
Mm-hmm.
So Will Muschamp, as you know, got fired at South Carolina. You know, he's
right.
fired at Florida, and he calls up his buddy, who was at LSU too, Kirby mm-hmm. Smart. And Georgia
right.
hires him as an analyst, and they're paying him $300,000 a year to be an analyst. Is that wild?
Wow. Wow.
Did you see
hey,
that?
But that's how it go, though.
Did you see that?
No, I actually, this is my first time hearing it.
So now,
but yeah, that's wild.
Now you can pay an analyst anything, whatever you want to pay him. You want to pay him the same as a coach on the staff. I mean, this is crazy if you want somebody on the staff, period, right? But
on the staff, period, yeah.
I mean, so he's an mm-hmm. analyst, but he can't coach, but he can break down.
He can't coach.
Which,
that's it.
Man, I find that hard to believe that he's not going to be, you know, a guy like that, you know, Will. I mean, he's going to be a
right,
coach.
Right.
Why is that? Georgia, where he played. So
that's it, and he'll get another opportunity, and you know he's patiently waiting, and you know he know how it goes. You know he'll definitely help him out as much as he can. You know, breaking down film and all that stuff. So I mean, definitely they'll get some good stuff out of him.
Dorsett, what a life though when you get to that college level, and you're fired, and you can go get a job, lay low, and make $300 a year. Man, that's a nice way.
Yeah, right, right.
Do you have any dreams one day down the road to be a college coach like your brother, Carlton?
Well, no, sir. I actually, you know, had the opportunity to coach at Southeastern when I got out of college, straight out of college, you know. But, you know, I just never really had a dream of, you know, coaching college, but I mean, if God ever lead me there, I mean, that's what I know I have to be, you know. So I always yeah. play it, you know, I'm a praying guy. So, you know, if that's what God want me to be, I'll definitely be there, you know.
Any final thoughts about Hammond and what's going on at Hammond? Anything about the school you want to share with people listening? Anything that we didn't cover, Coach? Anything you want to share?
Well, I mean, we pretty much touched base on a lot of things. Just look out for Hammond this year. You know, I mean, we're here to stay, and I mean, we're going to bring back the tradition. We're going to bring back the pride, you know, and the guys are working hard, and I think we're going to see it this year. I'm very optimistic about that we're going to do some great things this year, and we're back on the rise this year. Go Tornadoes.
Go Tornadoes, and not just known for strawberries, but good football.
And that's it.
I mean, the Strawberry Festival, man, I hope they can do it. I mean, I know they didn't do it last year,
right.
but it's one of the great festivals in the state. I think the state's got 100 festivals, but strawberry is my favorite one, man. I love strawberries, Dorsett. I just
right.
Me and my sister, when strawberries would come out, we would always buy a flat, or if we could just afford a pint. That was the highlight of
right.
our life as kids is getting strawberries.
Right, right.
So, but look, Coach, keep doing a great job. I mean, you're a young guy still.
Thank you so much.
And I've already seen what you've done, you know, watching your team last year, seeing how these guys play harder. They play as a team
right.
more, not individual. And like you said, it takes time to do that. It's, you can't do it in a year, you know, and it takes a little
Most
time.
Definitely.
And once it starts, man, and it snowballs. Like Nick said, you know, once you get there, you just stay work
okay.
hard and it'll stay there. Coach, don't hang up yet. I want to end the show, but
okay.
Everybody go to LAFootballMagazine.com. And we got Coach on our site, Jace Lejeune, interview Coach Buckles. We've got a story on Hammond on our website, LAFootballMagazine.com. Check that out. So we got two different editions with Coach in 1 week, man. That's a first for us on the website and the podcast. And but we'll see everybody this coming week. Again, we got two more shows this week, and we're just excited of football's around the corner. We'll be talking a little more baseball as we get into the week, and also basketball. We'll see you on our next show.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.